And after the war, my father offered my brother and I an interest in a business he was starting, and that's what brought us back home. Otherwise, mm-hmm. we might have ended up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we gradually evolved the company into a major construction company. So that's where I spent most of my life, is in the construction business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And did you, when you were in the Army, or Navy, sorry, when you were in the Navy, did they send you to different parts of the United States?
Yes, briefly. In other words, when I entered the Navy, I spent a few months in Pensacola. From there, I was sent to this Naval Supply School in Boston at Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
Spent 3 months there. Then I was back to Norfolk for a couple of months. Then I was overseas for 2 years. And then came back and was in Oakland for a couple of months before I went to the Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And came back to Oakland for a month or two, and then to El Paso. So while I did move around the U.S., I spent very little time, just a couple of months.
Yeah. So you didn't have much time to pick up the local lingo, did you?
No. I observed it. I noticed, but like, let's say, Pensacola, my first station that I went to, most of the time was spent on the base, and most of the people on the base had come from, especially at that time with the war on and everything, had come from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So language was a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing when I went to Boston, I did notice the local people in Boston. One thing struck me there was the amount of foreign accents. We grew mm-hmm. up here in El Paso with a lot of Hispanics and took them for granted. But I got to Boston and, gee, here were all these, Italian, German, Polish, and so all in this. So that kind of surprised, made me realize that we really were a kind of a mixture, melting pot
mm-hmm,
type
mm-hmm.
of thing. But again, you're with, at the supply school, you're in a class with probably that had somebody from 30, 40 states, so it was a mixture. And then all the time you're in the service, you pick out people. It's obviously, you identify, okay, this guy's a Southerner and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, did you learn any languages?
I speak fair Spanish, and so that made Italian fairly easy to come by.
Mm-hmm.
And I've forgot most of it now, but you knew all the common buongiorno and arrivederci and molto bono and so on.
So did you grow up speaking Spanish, or did you learn
it? Yeah, in those days, I think it was probably, maybe it's the same today. Domestic help was so available that nearly everybody had a live-in maid,
mm-hmm.
and you might say a nanny. So I grew up with somebody who didn't speak hardly any English around the house, tending, to the children. And in fact, they tell a story which I don't remember much about, but we were living in an apartment house at that time. It's now, I think, called the Imperial Arms. It's at the top of Stanton Street. Some of the neighbor women would come get me, and I was about 6 years old, to come get me to interpret, to tell their maid something,
uh-huh.
because I had been exposed to enough that I could communicate. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of got away from it. I took it to school, both in high school and in, I didn't take any college. I took high school, Spanish in high school.